68 degrees at kickoff as Justin Bonchak approaches and will send it airborne. And it'll be fielded by Jackson over on the far side of the field at the 5 for Finley, coming right to left, up into the hole out over the 25 to the 26-yard line. And this is where we'll see the Finley offense operate from on first down and 10. Junior quarterback Reese Jervis from Polyup, Washington, a transfer from Western Illinois, a season ago completed passes for over 3,300 yards. He had completions, 228, attempts, 362, and 33 touchdowns, all of those single-season school records here at Finley. It'll be first down and 10. The football will be on the 27-yard line to our right. And Reese Jervis on first down will work out of the pistol formation. Chauncey Bridges is the running back to his right and will get the first carry. He'll make his way off the left side and dive forward out near the 30. So a short gain for the junior Bridges, running back out of Farmington Hills, Michigan. Went over 100 yards last week on 25 carries and had two scores against Saginaw Valley. So it'll bring up a second down and 7 yards to go now for the Oilers here on offense. Their wide receivers will be over here to the near side. That is Jason Moore, big target at 6'3", 211 pounds. They'll split four receivers to the right on second down and 7 yards to go. Panthers rush four. Jervis steps up, throws left. Moore's got the catch at the 39 and dropped right there on the coverage. Billy Aikens, but that's a first down throw to Jason Moore.
Yeah, we want to see that defense get a little bit more pressure in the backfield on Jervis. If you give him time, he will find receivers to get connections with, and we want to force them into some third down situations, hopefully some third and longs, and get them out of their element so that they are forced into some punting situations.
First down and 10 for the Oilers from their own 39-yard line, just underway, and Jervis will take the snap, hands it off for Bridges off the left end, and he's over the 45 out near the 47-yard line. Paul Wesselhoff, senior defensive lineman out of Logan, will make the tackle for the Panthers, playing in his 33rd career game, but that was Bridges off left side for almost 7 yards on the first down carry. And the Oilers with the ball near this left side hash mark will stay with the same formation. Three receivers to the right, Moore over here to the near side with Billy Aikens chesting him up. Second down and 3 for Finley from their own 46, and it's Bridges. And this time he runs right into linebacker Ross Thompson up into the hole. And Thompson, who had a big game, as did so many for ODU, 13 tackles a week ago, makes the stop for no gain. It'll be third down and 3.
Last week against Saginaw Valley, Finley was 8 of 16 for 50% on third down conversions. Panthers on defense were 12 of 20. That's a 60% clip.
Third down and 3 coming up. Same formation. Panthers put 7 right at the line of scrimmage this time. They get 6 at the line of scrimmage. They're coming. Jervis throws over the middle. It's caught for a first down. Gus Dimmerling will make the tackle on Dylan Blunk at the 47-yard line. It's a short gain of only 7 yards, but it was enough for the first down to Blunk.
Second first down on this drive for Finley, and they tallied up 31 first downs last week against Saginaw Valley. So this is familiar territory for this Oilers offense.
Changes at the wide receiver position. Anthony Federico and Jay Williams will check into the lineup. They'll go H-back this time with Federico lining up on the right. First down and 10 from the Panther 47. Jervis airs one out down the right side. Lots of contact and an incomplete pass. No flag has been thrown. Twain Gordon Jr. was in there on the coverage that time on Jay Williams. Now, the flag's blowing from our right to our left. I thought that ball kind of hung up like maybe it was into the wind, but there just was maybe miscommunication on where that throw was supposed to go.
It kind of looked like a pop fly out center field there. I don't know if the ball wasn't wobbling at all. I don't know if a defensive lineman got a hand on it or not, but it just kind of hung up there. It seemed like forever.
Second down and 10 from the Panthers, 47. No score, first possession of the game. And a zone read handoff to Bridges, and the Panthers have him short of the line of scrimmage. Again, they will gang tackle him there, and a host of Panthers will bid credit for that stop, and it'll be the first third and long now for the Finley Oilers. You mentioned a week ago they were 50% on third down. The Panthers gave up a bunch of third downs, but here, a good opportunity to maybe get off the field in a third and 10.
Kind of surprised, too, on this first driver getting that heavy dose of Chauncey Bridges. I mean, he had 25 carries last week, but You know, when you look at the stat sheet, it looks like all their yards are through the air thanks to their talented quarterback.
They will need the 37 for a first down. Dylan Blunk will go in motion, making it three receivers to the right. Panthers rush four. Jervis steps up in the pocket, swings over here to the near side, shuffles one out of bounds to avoid a sack. Incomplete pass, and it'll be fourth down and 10. And with the Panthers dropping seven in coverage and only rushing four, they got pressure on the quarterback.
Yeah, I don't think that the Finley offense there had seen that package there on defense before yet, and they were able to get good pressure, get Reese under a little bit of duress there and force them into a punt situation as Billy Aikens mm-hmm. is back there about the 10-yard line to receive.
And Patrick Rusher does their punting. He only had to kick one time last week. It was a 23-yarder. He'll kick the nose of the football into the air end over end that Aikens will fair catch at his own 10, and that's where the Panthers will have it, and let's meet the Panthers offense under the direction of offensive coordinator Zach Bruni.
Zach Williams, O-line, Hilliard, Ohio.
Colt Tamaris, offensive line, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Andrew Lorenz, offensive line, Columbus, Ohio.
Tyler Edwards-Frick, offensive line, Desmond, Ohio.
Robert Vargo, offensive tackle, Martins Ferry High School.
Aaron Stevens, tight end, Ironton Fighting Tigers.
Dartavia Stanford, wide receiver, Zanesville, Ohio.
Matt Petrella, wide receiver, Steubenville, Bay Grade.
Corey Cantini, receiver, Dover, Ohio.
Sayers Chapman, running back, Harris County, Georgia.
Grant Russell, quarterback, Newark High School.
And on first down and 10, a handoff to Sayers Chapman, and he'll work his way out near the 14-yard line. Good four-yard pickup for Chapman on the first down play. And it'll be interesting tonight, Matt, to see if the Panthers can get some semblance of a running game going. It was non-existent last week as they had only 53 yards against Ferris State. Second and six, Russell pressured. Throws to his left, continue to catch, 15-20. He's out over the 25 and down right there. That'll be a pickup of 11 yards on the quick little hit from Russell to Cantini to move the chains.
Only 13 first downs in that contest last week with Ferris State. It's good to see them coming out swinging it around already.
First and 10. They've put the ball back at the 25-yard line. Play action again. Russell with time. Down the seam. He's got Dar Stanford, and he dives, and he hung on. Oh, no, they're going to say incomplete. Oh, my goodness. What a great diving try by Dar Stanford at the 35-yard line, but an official near the play said that it was incomplete. Man, oh, man, was that close, but a great play by Stanford to almost haul that in.
Kind of laying out there over by the seam around the 45-yard line. And, you know, we didn't have the best angle up here, Todd. We had Dar Stanford back to us, so we weren't really able to see whether the ball dropped or not. The referee kind of had the same angle, so this near side ref, I'm not sure what he saw, but that would have been a remarkable play.
Second down and 10 yards to go, and they'll hand it off to Justin Davis straight up the middle, and he'll be wrapped up after a gain of about six or seven. Good to see Justin Davis get an early carry, the redshirt senior transfer from Malone, second year here at Ohio Dominican, and the Panthers are going to have a third down and three. I'll briefly just go back to that first down play. Dar Stanford got behind the defender.
Yeah.
If Grant had just a little less on it, it might have been 6 points because Dar would have caught it and been off to the races.
Yep.
But either way, good to see going downfield, something they were unable to do last week against Ferris State as well. Third down play, they'll need the 35 for a first. Russell takes it, quick throw. Stanford on the ground makes the catch for a first down at the 37-yard line. So on the short one, Stanford able to duck right in front of the cornerback on the play. And that was Troy Robinson at a first down for ODU. Second one when they started this back at the 10.
Right.
Panthers will have Stanford over here. Cantini and David Turner will be the wide receivers to the left. Darren Stevens, H-back to the left, and in the backfield it'll be Asaias Chapman. And his own read, Grant's going to keep it, and Russell up to the 40-yard line will pick up about 3 yards on the play. So for Ohio Dominican, the Panthers will have second down at about 7 yards to go.
And it looks like they're keeping in line with their game plan from last week where they're keeping that up-tempo offense, and they're not a whole lot of time in between plays here. They want to make sure that they're keeping that Finley defense back on their heels.
Second down and seven. This time out of the pistol, straight handoff to Chapman, and he'll work his way forward to the 44-yard line. Gain of four. Has been a change on the Panthers' offensive line. Colt Tamaris, before the game, we noticed, had a very large wrap over his his left wrist. Vince Orlando, it appears, has gotten the start at center, a redshirt sophomore out of Avon, and Andrew Lorenz, redshirt junior out of Wanderson, the Panthers' normal center, has moved to left guard in place of Tamaris. Third down and three, and Russell, quick throw out to the left, wide open as Cantini makes the catch, tippy toes out of bounds, short of midfield, gain of five, and another first down, and the Oilers were coming that time, Matt. Grant figured it out, got a quick pass to Cantini.
And Cantini was completely wide open.
Yes.
Of course, had a big game last week as far as receiving duties go. Had seven catches for 40 yards. And between him and Dar Stanford, it looks like both of them are going to be well into the mix tonight.
And Tyler Mellers will sneak into the backfield for ODU. So all three of the running backs who made the trip have played. And Mellers is going to get the carry around the left end. And he's got six or seven on his first collegiate carry. For Tyler Mellers, a wrench shirt sophomore out of Mount Pleasant, Pennsylvania. He had some ridiculous high school numbers, and Tyler Mellers, his first carry this year. He did have two carries a year ago. I want to correct myself. He's going to pick up eight on first down.
Yeah, they're keeping him fresh there in the backfield between Isaiah Chapman, Justin Davis, and Mellers, and trying to get that ground game established early so they can open up the passing game.
This time they'll go empty backfield, and Russell will take the snap, dumps it off to Aaron Stevens, 45 of Finley to the 43, and maybe got a yard. They were 2 yards needing for a first down. They only got one there. So it'll be a third down and short play coming up as we see Matt Barber, a tight end, a freshman out of Martins Ferry, check into the lineup. And they'll go bigger package here. So two tight ends on either side. Justin Davis, more of a power type back, will line up behind Grant Russell on a third down and less than a yard. No score, opening quarter, first possession. Panthers. Davis takes it up into the hole. He's got the first down. In there on the stop for the Oilers was Deshaun Scott, senior defensive tackle. I thought initially that Davis had the first down, but boy, they've spotted the football back a little bit, and he's short. Not by much. Probably by a half a yard. And the Panthers, it looks like, are going to go for it here, or at least line up to go for it here on fourth down with 7 minutes to play first quarter. They'll stay two tight ends.
This could be a big confidence builder for this Panthers team that struggled by so much last week on offense.
Davis will line up to the right of Grant Russell. Oilers fans hooting and hollering. Three on the play clock. Russell will call time. As they were running out of time, we'll pause as well. 6:45 to play here in the first quarter. No score on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Position yourself for success at Ohio Dominican University.
With an outstanding academic reputation, ODU offers an education that produces graduates grounded in faith, values, and ethics.
Ranked in the top tier of U.S. News and World Report's rating of Midwest universities, Ohio Dominican offers a wide range of academic programs that are in demand in today's marketplace.
Whether you're launching your career or preparing for grad school, ODU is here to position you for future success.
Connect your passion with a purpose.
Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Back here in the studio, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. Grand Valley State didn't hesitate a second. 16 seconds into the game, and Marty Carter broke off a 79-yard run to start the scoring for Grand Valley State. They're up 7-0 against Lake Erie. Let's go back to Todd and Matt.
Big fourth down play coming up, and ODU, Matt's going to keep the offense out onto the field. As the play clock had run down, they used the timeout, and they just said, hey, we're going to burn the timeout. We're still going to go for it, or at least line up for it. Barber and Stevens, tight ends, will be to the right. Stevens will line up as an H-back. Justin Davis to the right of Grant Russell. Grant's going to take the snap off to the right, has the first down, 40 to the 38-yard line. Got five. They just went student body right,
yep,
giving it to Grant Russell, letting Justin Davis lead the way behind all the blockers on the right side.
And like I said, that's a huge confidence builder. They had already converted two of three on third down on this drive, now converted on fourth down. And, after getting shut out last week, this offense is smelling chum in the water with that end zone.
And Justin Davis will get the carry up into the hole, and a nice push by the offensive line. And that's going to take him down to the 35-yard line. Gain of three for Justin Davis. A week ago, he had six carries for 14 yards. Panthers were held out of the end zone a week ago. And how about this drive right now for Ohio Dominican that started back at its own 10-yard line? They've converted a couple of third downs and now a fourth down. And they've moved the football to the 35 of Finley with under 6 minutes to play in a brisk moving first quarter here in Finley. They'll go two backs this time, splitting either side of Grant Russell here on second down and seven. And play action. Grant looking to his right. Airs one down for Dar Stanford at the five. This time he hung on. Bounced down at the two-yard line. Got a little separation from the defensive back behind the play. There's also a penalty marker down, but that's going to be against Finley, and the Panthers are going to have first and goal.
Yeah, he made sure that he got under that one and wanted the touchdown. They're calling it at the two, or it looks like the one-yard line. And
it was a personal foul, roughing the passer call against Finley, so that'll move it half the distance to the goal, and the Panthers are inches away from their first score of the season.
And Dar Stanford has been a big part of that.
Yes.
On this drive, and we'll see what we get here. Looks like Justin Davis there in the backfield,
mm-hmm.
as far as running backs are concerned. Of course, he is the bulkier of the three running backs at 5'9", 200 pounds, and I would imagine we'll see a handoff here, try to get it up the middle.
Davis will line up to the right of Grant Russell. He gets the handoff. He leans forward, and he's in for an Ohio Dominican touchdown. So at 5:29, the Panthers take off nearly 6 minutes of the clock, and they take a 6-0 lead.
There goes the no-hitter. We finally were able to get into the end zone, first time this season, thanks to a Justin Davis 1-yard touchdown run.
Point after coming up for Justin Bonchek, senior out of Mayfield. Austin Ernst will do the holding. A little bit of a low snap from Aaron Stevens, and Bonchek puts it up, and it is good. Timeout on the field, 5:29 to play first quarter. It is Ohio Dominican 7, Finley nothing on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Jimmy John's, America's number one sandwich delivery, fast head speaking. I'm on my way.
I'm in the backyard here, Ed.
Wow, you are fast.
Yes, sir, freaky fast and freaky good, but I gotta say, I've never delivered to a dude in a doghouse.
Well, I'm definitely in the doghouse.
I thought in the doghouse was just an expression, a figure of speech.
Well, the doghouse is a very real place.
How long are you condemned to your canine quarters?
Too soon to tell, but on the bright side.
The doghouse has a bright side.
Yeah, the wife can't throw a lamp this far.
I guess she's been working out.
Back here in the studio, Brent Ford with you. It's Angelo State and Northern Michigan going to overtime. 27, they're tied, and let's go back out to Ohio Dominican football with Todd and Matt.
All right, thank you very much. As the Panthers have the 7-0 lead, boy, that's some drive that the Panthers just orchestrated.
15 plays for 90 yards, started on their own 10-yard line, chewed up 5:54 off the clock. Justin Davis capped it off with the 1-yard touchdown run, and Justin Bonchek added the point after to make it 7-0 Panthers with 5:29 left here in the first quarter.
Shorter kickoff this time. Jackson runs up on it at the 12, trying to search to the near side, then cuts up the middle and works his way out near the 29-yard line. So the Oilers, who got a couple of first downs on their initial drive and then had it stall out, and had to put the football away. We'll come back on offense for the second time tonight. So for the first time this year, early in the season,
mm-hmm.
Finley trails in a game because they jumped out early on Saginaw Valley last week.
Yeah, as we mentioned early in the broadcast, 13 first quarter points last week for Finley, as that Oilers offense was a well-oiled machine. Mm.
First and 10, Reese Jervis, quarterback, goes right, slings it out there. It's going to be caught. Quick tackle made by Trey McIntyre on the far sideline of Arian Kosick, a junior wide receiver out of Vandalia, and he makes his first catch of the season. And Trey McIntyre, a junior out of Triad High School, he was another that had a huge week last week, 14 tackles, 2 tackles for loss, and enjoyed visiting with him on our Thursday night Inside Panthers football at Buffalo Wild Wings this week.
Yeah, it was good to have him and Justin mm-hmm. Davis on. Already called both of their names. Of course, Justin with the touchdown earlier.
Second down and 6. Jervis play action. Quick throw over the slant here to the left. That'll be caught again. Kosick made a nice move, and he's into the open field. 40 to the 35 and 30, and Marquise Pius will knock him out of bounds at the 28-yard line. Boy, he was cutting across towards the middle of the field. Matt made the catch, stopped on a dime, reversed his field, and found open territory.
And there might have been a chance at bringing him down even before that. Gus Dimmerling, safety out of Perrysburg, was in pursuit but slipped on that turf. You know, we had a little bit of rain here before the game started. It was just kind of a misty drizzle, and he lost his footing.
Now to Sila will get his first carry of the night. Broke out of a tackle of Billy Akins and McIntyre, and Dimmerling will finally bring Sila down, a junior running running back at the 17-yard line. That's going to be 10 more for Finley. And, boy, that last play has electrified this crowd and this sideline. And the tempo of the Oilers as they snap another one off. And Sila this time will work his way up from the hole at the 15-yard line. So a gain of about two for Dowda Sila. He had 11 carries for 16 yards a week ago. He's out of Ypsilanti, Michigan. Second and long now for the Oilers. 7-0 Panthers, 4:10 left here in the first quarter at Donnell Stadium on a dark, cloudy night. Two receivers right. Moore is over here to the near side. Play action, and Jervis looking for Moore. Now back over the middle, and Marquise Tyus almost intercepted it. He dove for it at the 2-yard line as they were trying to hit Dylan Blunt cutting over the middle. That's the old don't throw it over the middle late. Right. And Reese Jervis got away there as Marquise Tyus almost had the pick.
Yeah, nice play by Marquise getting that pass breakup. 13 career pass breakups coming in and almost had his fifth career interception.
Yes, sir. He had that long one against Ashland a year ago, just under 100 yards. Third down and 8 for Finley. They need to get nearly to the 7-yard line. Two receivers to either side. Sila in the backfield. Panthers rush 4. Jervis looks right, throws, caught short of the first down, and an immediate tackle by Trey McIntyre of Cossack at the 10. It'll be fourth and a long 2, almost 3 coming up for Finley, and for the moment, no indication, and now the field goal unit will come onto the field.
Boy, after seeing Trey run around out there last week and then already tonight, he reminded me a lot of Austin Osborne from last year, the talented senior who was just a missile out there at the linebacking position. Trey McIntyre coming on strong early in this season.
Tyler Bujaya will come out from the right hash mark and try a 27-yard field goal. He was one of two last week with a long of 30. This one is on the way, and it is good. So the Oilers answer. They come down the field and get three to make it 7-3 ODU, Matt, with 3:09 to play in the first quarter, but that's a big stop because Finley had some momentum. They made the stop on the running play. McIntyre, a key tackle there to keep them short of a first down and force them into a field goal try.
Yeah, they had the big 27-yard gain there and got a little bit of momentum, as you mentioned, got this crowd fired up a little bit, and were able to get the stop there on defense. A huge win there for the defense. I know that they were feeling a little humbled coming in to this game this week after giving up 41 there to Ferris State last week. Got a nice little victory there, holding them to the field goal and keeping them out of the end zone.
So the Oilers behind the field goal of Tyler Bujaya, and it is now 7-3 in favor of the Panthers. Finley's had the ball twice, run 14 plays for 87 yards. Panthers have had it once, 15 plays, 90 yards. That's fairly equal. But Jay has got the ball teed up. Justin Davis and David Turner are back to receive for Ohio Dominican to our left. 3:09 to play first quarter. And Bujay approaches it, sends it into the air to the far sideline where Justin Davis will backpedal and make the catch shy of the goal line. To the 10, hit from behind to the 15 and only got out to the 17-yard line. And that's where Ohio Dominican will scrimmage for the second time tonight. Now on the opening possession of the game, Grant Russell was 5 of 6 for 50 yards. That was a 34-yarder that he connected with Dar Stanford. Almost had a long one earlier in that possession to Dar as well. Was ruled incomplete. And, boy, the Panthers' offense very diverse in that opening possession of the game. They ran 15 plays, 9 rushes, 6 passes. So getting everybody involved early on. This time Grant will have an empty backfield as ODU will have it from their own 16-yard line. And Russell will take a quarterback draw straight up the middle. Lots of room all the way to the 30, to the 40, cuts back and hurdles his way to the 46-yard line. A quick sprint of 30 yards for Grant Russell. That's his longest run of his career. And the Panthers will have it out near midfield already.
Held my breath there for a second when he tried to hurdle. He got his legs knocked out from underneath him and went end over end. We need to keep you healthy here, Grant.
First down and 10 at the 46-yard line. Panthers on top, 7-3. And on first down, Grant will hand it off to Asaias Chapman. Not a lot doing this time. He'll work his way only for a yard forward to the 47 for Asaias Chapman. 7 carries, 27 yards a week ago against that stout Ferris State defense. Chapman out of Waverly Hall, Georgia. It's interesting, and I'll get to it, I guess, after this play. It'll be second down and 9 coming up for ODU. They'll have 3 receivers to the left. Dar Stanford is over here to the near side. And on second down, a quick look left. Grant with time. Surveys back to the right for Stanford, who makes the catch and out of bounds at the Finley 46-yard line. That'll be a gain of 7 short of the first down marker. So far, Matt, we've had 5 different running backs touch the football in this game. None from the state of Ohio. Very unique.
Grant had that nice long run. He's from right down the road at Newark.
Yes. Third down and 2. Russell will give to Chapman. Searches for room, and he fought forward. A second effort's going to probably give him the first down. Boy, at first he didn't have it, and he managed to just kind of spin his way sideways and lean forward and fell down for enough for the first down for ODU. And they'll start the clock with 1:35 to play in the first quarter.
That'll be the 8th first down already, and this is only their second possession. So whatever this offense was missing last week certainly seems to be clicking now.
2 receivers left, 1 right. Aaron Stevens, H-back left. And Russell takes the snap. Quick throw to the right and low. And it is caught. Dar Stanford's going to get credit for the catch as he did so right in front of the defender. A short gain of about 3. Chuck Winuke was the defender over here on that play. He did not shy away from that name. Been practicing it all day.
Tim with Finley Radio said they like to call him Chewy.
Yes. Second down and 7. Football is resting at the Finley 41-yard line. Russell takes the shotgun snap. Fake pump. Now down the right sideline. Stanford wide open. 20. Stumbles his way to the 15. Hit at the 10. He's in for a touchdown. 41 yards. Finley hasn't figured out how to guard Dar Stanford yet. And the Panthers now lead 13-3.
For Dar, that was his 5th catch so far in the game. And he is right at 90 yards. And kind of surprised. He was dancing on the line down here.
Yeah.
I was a little worried that he might step out of bounds, but the line judge over here standing near the pylon saw otherwise, and Dar Stanford having himself a game already.
38 seconds to play in the first quarter, and Justin Bonchek out for his second point after. He was 13 out of 14 in his career coming into today. Austin Ernst will put it down. Boy, great surge by Finley, but they didn't get there in time. Bonchek's kick is good, and it is 14-3 in favor of Ohio Dominican with 38 seconds to play in the first quarter. And Grant Russell again, he and Dar Stanford really finding some rhythm here. Boy, just think if that earlier pass that we thought was a completed catch by Stanford had been ruled complete.
And the 41-yard touchdown pass capped off that drive, Todd. 6 plays, 84 yards, 2 minutes and 25 seconds, and of course, the Justin Bonchek point after was good, putting the Panthers up 14-3 with 38.6 seconds left in this first quarter. Man, this first quarter is blown by.
Yeah. Grant's now 8 of 9 for 101 yards in the game, and already the touchdown. Dar Stanford, he had a 52 yards was his career high. 4 catches was his career high. He did that last week against Ferris State, but he has just zoomed past those numbers here today.
And less than a quarter.
Yes, that's right. So that either means a big game for Dar or the rest of the game big for the rest of the wide receivers, because I think Stanford's going to see some attention moving forward.
Yeah.
Jackson for his 3rd kick return for Finley from the 5. He's all the way out to the 25, and with bodies flying around, Jackson is down. And the Oilers will have it for the 3rd time here in this first quarter, and they now trail 14-3. There's
Panthers.
Also a penalty marker, sorry, partner, on the play. Go ahead.
Panthers in the first quarter thus far, 21 plays, 174 total yards. Finley, 14 plays, 87 yards.
I think the Oilers are going to get tagged for something here. Hold. That'll be a first penalty of the game against Finley. They had 3 last week for 30 yards in their win against Saginaw Valley. And so the worst starting field position now for the Oilers, as the ball will come all the way back to what looks to be the 12-yard line. So first and 10 for this Finley offense. Arian Kosick will be over here with Dylan Blunk. at wide receiver. Jason Moore will be off to the right, and Chauncey Bridges will be the running back lined up directly behind Reese Jervis. 32 seconds to play first quarter, 14-3 Ohio Dominican. Jervis on first down and 10, and we've got movement here against the Oilers. One of the linemen jumped. Bridges, the running back, started to move. And so this will back him up 5 to the 7 to make it first down and 15. And as we peer off to our left, the sun is peeking through. There was some interesting cloud formations on the drive up. And for a while, we couldn't see anything.
Thanks to those semi-trucks whizzing by us in that rain. Scott handled it perfectly, though.
First and 15, and the Oilers may have moved again. Hand off to Bridges. He'll bounce his way out near the 15, but there were two sets of flags that fell, and let's see what is going to transpire here. Yeah, we got here. Wasn't raining anymore. We had some light drizzle off and on, and again, we've just been on the cusp when you look at the radar of heavy rain, and right now the sun is out. Illegal shift against Finley. And this will back him up half the distance to the goal.
So after only three penalties for 30 yards last week,
three in a row.
We had three in a row.
And the ball is back inside the 5-yard line now. So first down with 27 seconds to go for the Oilers. And Reese Jervis, the quarterback for Finley, will line up in the end zone now. Panthers dancing around at the line of scrimmage. Jervis will give it off to Bridges. He will make his way off the left side, and he's submarined by Gus Dimmerling. Trey McIntyre over there to tap him down as well. And the time winding down here in the first quarter, and the Oilers say, let's go to the other end of the field. One quarter in the books tonight from Donnell Stadium in Finley. It's Ohio Dominican 14, Finley 3. Stay with us. Second quarter action is coming up here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Buffalo Wild Wings in Gahanna has crafted your ultimate football fantasy for game day. They've got wings, the taps, the TVs, and they've got a tailgate-inspired menu with items like the barbecue bacon turkey burger. And since it's football season, here's two more reasons to stop by Buffalo Wild Wings. Wing Tuesdays and Boneless Thursdays. Every week, they'll have discounts on their traditional and boneless wings. Football and wings, no better reasons than that. Football is here, so head to Buffalo Wild Wings at the corner of Morse and Cherry Bottom Road in Gahanna. Wings, beer, sports. Please drink responsibly.
Brent Ford back here in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 studios. Score update for you. Still in overtime, each scoring a touchdown. Angelo State and Northern Michigan tied at 34. Saginaw Valley 7, Northwood 0. And, of course, Ohio Dominican 14, Finley 3. Let's go back out to Todd and Matt.
All right, Brent, thank you very much. Great first quarter for ODU. Boy, quite the contrast from 9 days ago when the Panthers now... It was funny, you made a comment earlier, whatever the Panthers' offense was lacking last week, they figured out this week, you know what it is. It's not that Ferris defense off the field, I think, has a lot to do with it. Those guys are pretty good.
All those giant men up front on that defensive line.
All right, first to make it second down and 16 coming up now for Finley. They've got the football back at their own 6-yard line. They're coming from our left to right now, and Reese Jervis takes it. Quick pitch out to the left side. It is caught by Moore. Billy Akins was right there to ride him out of bounds near the 13-yard line, so a very short pickup there, and they're going to have another third down and long scenario, and when they've had the third and long, they haven't been able to convert on it.
Only one of three on third down today. Of course, last week they were 8 of 16. They were in third down quite a bit, converted on 50%, though, which is a pretty good clip.
Third and 9. They need to get out to the 22-yard line. Jervis will have a receiver left, two to the near side, and an H-back with a running back in the backfield as well. Takes the shotgun snap with time, zings it over here to the near side. That's going to be incomplete. Boy, Marquise Tyus went leaping up into the air and almost came away with an interception, and it was a batted down. And so, again, on a third and long, the Panthers defense gets a stop and should have tremendous field position here.
Right. The Oilers here on their own 13. And we got
David Turner
back to get the punt. received the punt just across midfield, so shaping up to be some pretty good field position for the Panthers offense.
Patrick Rusher, with people coming at him, gets it away. It's a low line drive that'll bounce at the 40-yard line, take a little bit of a Finley roll near midfield, but ODU is going to start inside Finley territory, where it'll be first down and 10 for Ohio Dominican. 14:05 to play in the second quarter, and Matt, they've scored on both of their first half possessions thus far.
And I would have to imagine this offense is pretty amped up right now, given how things transpired last week at the Big Rapid, unable to not even score, but not even get into the red zone last
yep.
week. And here they are with a 14-3 lead early in the second quarter. They're probably flying high right now, got a lot of adrenaline going.
From the Finley 48-yard line, first and 10, Justin Davis will move off to the right. Broke one and two tackles and finally dropped at the Oiler 44-yard line. Not big chunks of yards, but 3 or 4 yards is pretty good on first down.
Effective yards. I mean, he's gotten those yards after the contact, too. He looked like he got hit within 1 or 2 yards and was just able to muscle through. Of course, as we said earlier, he's the biggest of the three backs at 5'9", 200 pounds, and he's just like a wrecking ball out there.
Second down and 6. Oilers are coming. Quick dump off Evan Stevens near side, 45, Finley 40, and tap down right there. Short of the first down by a couple. It'll bring up a third down and 2 as the Oilers make the stop. A couple of things to note here after Ronald Houston made that tackle. Cole Tamaris is out there now at the offensive line, left guard position. Andrew Lorenz has moved back to center. And Matt Petrella is out there at wide receiver on this possession. However, Panthers have got two tight ends, so Petrella has checked out. Contini and Stanford are the wide receivers on the right. Aaron Stevens will go in motion, be H-back right. Grant Russell takes it, rolls to his right on 3rd and 2. Now we'll dump it off to Stanford, caught it at the 35, breaking tackles, 30, 25 to the near side, got a block from Contini, 15, 10 to the boundary, and knocked out of bounds right there. Grant was looking to run. At the last instant, he saw Stanford sitting in the middle of the field open, and another big game between Russell and Stanford.
Looks like it'll, wherever they spot this, maybe about a 28-yard gain, which puts Dar Stanford well over 100 yards receiving already on 6 catches. And nice awareness by Grant there in the pocket.
Yeah.
He was under some pressure there and was able to dump it off to Dar. I thought he had Cantini downfield wide open, but I think that pressure kind of eliminated that play.
And Troy Robinson has gone down, a defensive back for Finley. And I would start to think Cramp will wait and see as they look to attend now to senior Troy Robinson out of Mifflin. Boy, this Panthers offense that just a week ago had only 198 yards of total offense, and already they are just blistering right past that, and we still have 12-22 to play in the third. The Panthers have 210 yards of total offense.
Night and day. It's just amazing. They, of course, they had a few extra days opening the season on
mm-hmm.
Thursday. So they had Friday, Saturday to lick their wounds, so to speak, after that Ferris loss and kind of evaluate what went wrong up there in Big Rapids and study some film and get healthy. And, you know, it's a long time to wait coming off of
yes.
a game like that. The extra time is good, but it's also in the mental game. A little bit of extra time there could be eat away at you in your psyche, and you could tell that they've really come out here tonight and on all cylinders, firing on all cylinders, and kind of want to right the ship.
First and 10, Panthers, football at the 12-yard line. Corey Contini comes in motion, touch pass to him. Not a lot of room, 15, dives ahead at the 12, so only got back to the line of scrimmage. Russell took it, shoveled it forward to Contini, and they tried the short side of the field and nothing doing. Can report Troy Robinson, the downed Oiler, did walk off the field under his own power, so that's good news. They'll get him some hydration down here, and hopefully he can return. Panthers will diamond up 4 receivers to the right, Contini left. Empty backfield for Grant on 2nd down and 11. Looking to his left for Contini. Made the catch into the end zone. Touchdown! Back shoulder throw. Defensive back never saw it. That was Chukwunuke, and It's almost like that ball embedded itself into Corey Cantini's chest, and he turned into the end zone for a 12-yard score.
Yeah, remarkable play by Cantini, turning around and adjusting to that pass, and Grant had to put a little bit of mustard on that one so he could get it in there. But Cantini, nice job getting his body in position to reel that catch in and then coming down and having the field awareness to get into the end zone.
Justin Bonchek out to try the point after. Aaron Stevens out of Ironton snaps a low one back, and Austin Ernst gets it on the turf, and Bonchek knocks it through. Timeout on the field, 12:04 to play here in the first half at Finley. Panthers lead the Oilers 21-3. Back after this on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
As an athlete, there's nothing more exciting than throwing a touchdown pass or hitting that game-winning three-pointer. But an injury can occur in an instant. Ohio Dominican University knows you want to get back into action. That's why ODU is excited to partner with experts in Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, who are specially trained in the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. Together, we're committed to giving every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest and healthiest level. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Brent Ford back here in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 studios. They just keep going back and forth. Angelo State and Northern Michigan tied in overtime at 41 apiece, but Angelo State did just score. They're at 47-41, and those Buckeyes of Ohio State are on top in the fourth quarter, 41-3. Todd and Matt.
21-3 here. Thank you, Brent, as Justin Bonchek has the ball teed up to our right. As ODU has had three possessions and three touchdowns tonight and already have racked up 222 yards of offense as Bonchek will send it airborne and Jackson will take it helmet high at the 3, near side 15, out to the 20, good coverage downfield, and Dwayne Gordon will make the stop at around the 22-yard line.
Sitting at 21-3 right now, Panthers ahead of Finley. Of course, Corey Cantini, 14-yard pass from Grant Russell. Justin Bonchek's point after attempt was good. The drive lasted five plays, went for 48 yards, and took 2:01 off the clock, and that puts us with the 21-3 lead with 11:59 left in this first half.
Boy, and you got to give a lot of credit right now as well. As much as well as the offense has played, the defense has been very good thus far getting off the field tonight. First down from the 22, Jervis quick throw off to the left. It is caught by Blunk, slipped out of one, and then dove forward to the 30-yard line. So that'll be a gain of 8, and the second catch of the game for their leading receiver, Dylan Blunk. He's a guy that has climbed up the all-time record list. He's 9th all-time in reception, 7th all-time in yards. Senior from right here in Finley, played his high school ball here, and now his collegiate ball here for the Oilers. Gain of 8 on first down at the 30-yard line. It'll be second down, and Reese Jervis will hand it off. And Bridges this time going to be hit behind the line of scrimmage and stopped for a yard loss. Boy, a great job by the Panthers defense, and Cameron Cole, linebacker out of Hilliard-Darby, came up to make the stop for ODU. 3rd and 3 coming up.
Another third down situation here for the Finley Oilers. Haven't had too much success as of yet this evening. Only converting on one of those attempts, one of their four third down situations.
They'll need the 32 here. Bridges to the right of Jervis, who will roll this side. Quick throw, and it'll be caught in a first down on the ground. Arian Kosick will make the catch. Maybe that'll give Jervis and the offense a little bit of confidence. That's their first down since their opening possession of the game, and they'll have it out at the 34-yard line. Trailing by a score of 21-3. The sky has given us a very strange hue right
now.
Yeah,
kind of like a
yellowish-orange hint to it right now. My eyes were playing tricks with me there for a second. First down from the 34-yard line. And Jervis looking to the left where he had three receivers. And Blunk makes a head-high catch. Dimmerling wraps him up at the 38-yard line. That'll be a gain of 4. And right now we're seeing the short control passing game out of Finley.
Yeah, I think Finley is just trying to... They've kind of been put into shock mode right now, being down 21-3 here in the first quarter. Last week scored 13 in their first quarter against Saginaw Valley, so they're trying to take a deep breath and calm down and get some positive plays going and try to get things right back on track for their offense.
Second down and six now for the Oiler offense from their own 38-yard line. Jervis takes the snap. Again, he'll throw over the middle and nothing doing there. That boy, that could have been picked off by Dwayne Gordon. He was the closest to it. The intended receiver would have been Arian Kosick, but he didn't run the route that Jervis thought he was going to run, and they're lucky that they still have a third down opportunity here.
It looked like a little bit of miscommunication there between Kosick and Jervis, and again, puts them in another third down situation, third and long here for the Oilers.
Yep, they'll need the 44 to move the chain. Two to the left, two to the right. Reese Jervis takes the shotgun snap. Panthers rush four. Jervis throws over the middle. Demmerling made the tackle right at the first down marker. I think he might be a half a yard short of getting the first down. Boy, give Gus Demmerling some credit for closing quickly and at least making it interesting. He is short of the first down.
Two plays on this series with Gus Demmerling being right there in for the tackle.
And for the moment, Finley's going to line up and go for it. Panthers defense gets set, fourth and less than a yard from their own 43-yard line. Panthers nearly jumped offside after the hard count. Now Jervis will look to the sideline, gets the play. They're going to run one. Third, fourth down, Jervis rolling to the near side. Downfield he goes, and it's going to be overthrown and incomplete. He was trying to hit Jacob Alton, sophomore receiver, and the Panthers get a stop and will have the possession inside Finley territory.
A little surprised that Finley went for it there on fourth on their own 43, although they were 3 of 4 on fourth down conversions last week, and so this is familiar territory for them. They're comfortable and used to going for it on fourth down. I just thought maybe that if they had a little bit better field position that they would go for it, but now the Panthers have tremendous field position at the Finley 43.
First down and 10. Let's see if the Panthers go for the jugular here on first down. Russell, play action pass, steps up, throws, looking for Corey Contini. Caught it at the 20-yard line and tackled right there. Gain of 23. Russell got hit just as he let go. Give him credit for hanging on in the pocket as it looked like Mitchell Campbell hit him. And another big strike for the Panther passing game.
And that's something that I've been really impressed with about Grant tonight. He's just had this pocket presence and confidence about him. Not panicking. He stays in there, steps into his passes, and gets it downfield.
And he'll roll to the right this time and throws into some traffic. And Dar Stanford made a jump ball catch at the 5-yard line. A 15-yard pickup. An ill-advised throw by Russell. But everything's working right now for the Panthers, and it'll be first and goal. Breeze, partner, breeze.
For Dar, that was his 7th catch of the night.
Contini and Turner are left. Stanford right. Esaias Chapman is in the backfield on first and goal from inside the 5. Russell will keep up into the hole, dives to the goal line, but it'll be short. Just a little short of the goal line. It'll be second and goal from inside the 1 for ODU as we close in on 8 minutes to play here in the second quarter. David Turner will check out. Matt Barber, tight end, will come in. Big package here for ODU. Barber will be the tight end on the left side. Aaron Stevens, H-back left. Esaias Chapman to the left of Grant Russell on second and goal from the 1. And it's Chapman. Lowers his shoulder and he's short. Good job by the Finley defense that time. And it'll be third and goal now for ODU from about the half-yard line as the Oilers will exchange 4 linemen for 4 new linemen on that defensive front.
Getting that jumbo package in there.
So third down and goal for the Panthers. Zach Williams, Colt Tamaris on the left side of that line. Robert Fargo over there on the right. They'll run student body right. Russell walks in. Touchdown, Ohio Dominican. Right off the right side of that line behind Tyler Edwards Frick and Robert Fargo, and the Panthers extend the lead to 27-3.
I feel like I didn't even have time to flip my chart over on that drive.
Justin Bonchek out for his 4th point after try. And Ohio Dominican has walked into Donnell Stadium, and they have put the Oilers into shock right now. Ernst will put down the snap, and Bonchek will hit it home. Timeout on the field with 7:19 to play in the second quarter. It is Ohio Dominican on top of Finley 28-3 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Turn up the notch on success.
Real world success with a professional certificate or degree from Ohio Dominican University.
At ODU, complete your MBA affordably.
On campus, online, or both in as few as 16 months.
Or choose the Healthcare Administration 18-month program.
This master's degree program has classes meeting once a week in 8-week evening sessions.
And a graduate certificate is available.
Give your career a boost at ODU.
Connect your passion with a purpose.
Click on ohiodominican.edu/grad.
Brent Ford back here in St. Gabriel Studios. It has finally gone final in overtime as Angelo State takes down Northern Michigan 47-41. Also, Grand Valley State in the second quarter, 12-52, 21-0 over Lake Erie. Let's head back out to Todd and Matt.
And here it's 28-3 Ohio Dominican as Justin Bonchek will send the football down the field and it'll be taken inside the 5-yard line. New man returning this time and the return will come out to the 25-yard line. And I'm surfacing. I can't come up with it. Just tell me who, tell me about the scoring drive and then I'll tell you who was on the return.
Well, Grant Russell had the 1-yard touchdown run. Five plays, 43 yards in a minute 42. The Justin Bonchek point after attempt was good, and that puts us at 28-3 with 7:14 left in this half. Of course, that scoring drive was all set up by the stop on defense that the Panthers got when Finley decided to go for it on fourth and short. Panthers came up with a stop and set up that scoring drive.
First down and 10 after the Michael Campbell return to the 25-yard line for Finley. And Reese Jervis will just spike it right into the ground at the feet of Chauncey Bridges. Even if he wanted to try and set up some type of a screen, the Panthers' defense got there. They've got Small, Isaacs, Farmer, and Wesselhoff on that front four right now, and they're wreaking havoc on Reese Jervis.
Well, Nick Isaacs was the one that I saw came flying in there, the big 6'1", 230-pound junior, that number 44 flying in at 8 tackles last week, and a fumble recovery, one of the bright spots on defense.
Second down and 10 from the 25-yard line, going left to right. Jervis a throw out to the left. Dylan Blunt the catch at the 20-yard line, and Gus Dimmerling with a quick tackle right there. It'll be a gain of 6. Cameron Moore is also out there at linebacker for ODU, spelling Cameron Cole for the moment. And it'll be a third down and 4 coming up now for this Finley offense. And if they ever needed a first down, yep, boy, does Finley need one right now, down 28-3 with 6:45 to play in the second quarter.
Only 5 first downs in this first half.
They will have 2 receivers here to the near side. Jason Moore is to the left. Bridges is the running back. Jervis is going to look to throw down the middle. Caught. Moore, first down, 43-yard line. Pickup of 12. It was Marquise Tyus on the coverage, and the Oilers do convert.
Jason Moore, one of the highlighted players last week in that game against Saginaw Valley, at 4 catches for 63 yards and a touchdown.
So first down and 10, they spotted forward progress out to the 44-yard line. Reese Jervis and the Oilers offense trailing here 28-3. Takes the shotgun snap. Panthers rush fourth. Throw over here to the near side. And again, miscommunication between Aaron and Cossack. And the quarterback, Jervis, as he was throwing the out, Cossack ran the in. Gordon Jr. on the coverage.
Tywan Gordon was out there on the coverage. That looked like him and Cossack both kind of slipped out there on that damp turf.
Moore and Cossack are going to switch sides here at wide receivers. So Moore will be over here with Dylan Blunk as they get the play signaled in from the sideline. Clock stops, 6:03 left, second quarter. From the 44-yard line, second down and 10. Jervis will bring Cossack in motion, so they flood this side. Jervis will roll this way. Now throws back to the left. It'll be caught by Federico with blockers. To the Panther, 45, 40, 35. Broke a tackle and finally down at the 31-yard line. That's a 25-yard pickup and a great design of that play call.
Yeah, had the play coming this way on the near side and kind of a deception play. Was able to come right back to get it to the tight end, Federico. Had 2 touchdowns last week in a huge game. Probably the most positive play that this Finley offense has had all night.
So outside of the possession where they got the field goal, This is some of the deepest penetration that Finley has had in this first half to the Ohio Dominican 32. Handoff will go to Sila off the left, and he got undercut by Billy Akins, who made the tackle. Marquise Tyus was also over there as well. Billy Akins, great to see him on the field after missing virtually the entire season last year, played only three games. Second on the school's all-time interception list, 10th in tackles. And he was out there to help make the stop that time for ODU after a gain of four for Dauda Sila. 5 minutes to play, second quarter. Finley trying to come up with a score here before the end of the half to work their momentum and get back into the ball game. Second down, Sila again off the left side, ran into two Panthers as Ryan Sayers, who's been out there defensively for ODU, was in on the tackle, redshirt sophomore out of Austintown. It'll be third down at about four, and certainly if it was four down territory in their own end of the field, it's going to be four down territory for Finley here.
Yeah, we'll expect them to go for it here, being down 28-3 in the inside 5 minutes of the first half.
They'll have three receivers, Blunk, Kosick, and Alton over here to the near side. Jason Moore to the left. Third down, they'll need the 23 for a first down. Panthers are coming. Jervis will throw to the left. Nobody home. Receiver Moore was streaking down the sideline as Jervis threw in behind him. And it'll be fourth down. That's a play where Moore's got to realize the Panthers are blitzing from that side.
Right, and, you know, when you look at it here, you could tell a little bit of a change in game plan here for the Oilers. Early on, they were given a healthy dose of Chauncey Bridges out of the backfield to the Panthers' defense, and with their backs against the wall at 28-3, they're throwing around a little bit more as the Oilers set up here to go for a long field goal attempt.
43-yard try. Evan Rinke will put it down. Panthers have got to be in safe mode here. Fourth down and four from the far side hash mark. Kick is on the way. It has plenty of leg, and it is good. Impressive kick by Tyler Bujea on the 43-yarder to get him on the board. So good news for Finley that they scored. Good news for ODU. They held him to only three, and it is now 28-6 in favor of Ohio Dominican. And now the Panthers are going to get it back, and, Matt, they've had four possessions and four touchdowns.
The Oilers opting for points there, and Panthers with 4 minutes left are trying to opt for some more points. 28-6 here with 4:08 left in this half, and Panthers, when you look at this stat sheet, it's completely lopsided, and I'm sure we'll get into that in more detail at halftime, but the Panthers coming up big on defense right there. There with Tyler Bergea, holding them to the field goal, 43-yard field goal. Went nine plays for 49 yards in 3 minutes and 6 seconds. Of course, the big play on that drive was the long gain to Anthony Federico, the tight end, to put them in position there to get some points on the board as this half winds down.
And Bergea, he's just going to pop this kickoff into the air, and it'll be fielded by Barber on a fair catch at the 23-yard line. Let's pause now for station identification. Panthers going on offense as they lead Finley 28-6.
You're listening to the radio home of Ohio Dominican football.
It's a great day to be a Panther.
St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, WVSG AM 820, Columbus.
Alongside Matt Natale, this is Todd Bell. Brent Ford back at our studios as the Panthers leading 28-6 over Finley with 4:06 to play until halftime in week number two. And Grant Russell and the Panther offense will scrimmage from their own 24-yard line. And Russell sets up the screen to Justin Davis. Caught it at the 20 and then tackled at the 25. Great pursuit defensively that time by Finley as the defender, the tackler, was able to run right past Aaron Stevens, who never saw him. That's Ronald Houston who made that tackle. Short gain, if anything, for Justin Davis. And it'll bring up second down and long now for Ohio Dominican. Russell again out of the shotgun will take it and roll off to his right with three receivers over there. Grant's going to look to throw it deep downfield, and this one's going to be picked off at the 50-yard line. Tried to get a little too greedy that time, looking for Dar Stanford downfield. Aaron Ivory, junior from Cleveland Glenville, made the interception, and now the Oilers will have the football at their own 48-yard line.
Aaron Ivory's used to catching balls out there. Actually got some time last week at wide receiver at five catches for 61 yards. Grant Russell played his cards a little too tight there. Got real lucky here in this half with a few plays, and they all just kind of fell his way. And with this one, was under duress and rolled out of the pocket and tried to force it in there, and it ends up resulting in the first turnover here of this evening.
Aaron Ivory made a great break on that football to step in front of Czar Stanford. First down and 10 from the 49-yard line, 3:29 to play until halftime. Jervis looking for something big here on first down, down the field for Moore, and he took it away from Billy Akins, or did Akins come up with it? It's Moore. Both were fighting over the football, and Jason Moore makes a great catch down at the 14-yard line.
Can't count out these Oilers yet when you got a guy like Reese Gervais out there running the ship.
That's a big reception downfield to Moore, and they will spot it at the 13. So a 38-yard strike, Jervis to Jason Moore. And now let's see if the Panther defense can buckle down here. From the far side hash mark, and Jervis will roll to this near side, looks to the back of the end zone, and it's going to be actually caught just inbound short of the goal line. First and goal coming up. I believe it was Federico on the catch. And the Oilers, just like that, have got first and goal at the one. And quickly they will get up to the line of scrimmage. It'll be Chauncey Bridges in there at running back. He'll line up to the left of Gervais. They've got an H-back off to the right. Clock winding, 2:35, and now the head referee is going to stop things. And they're resetting the play clock. So they have done so. And now Finley will line up. They trail for the moment 28-6, but they're threatening. First down and goal for Finley from the one. Jervis will take it, gives it off to Bridges, lowers his head off to the right side, and he's in. Touchdown, Finley. So they get the three-pointer, a turnover, and a quick seven, and that's a fast 10 points for Finley to get back into the game.
Yeah, big swing there and momentum, and the only good thing right here for the Panthers that they have going besides the current 16-point lead is that this half is going to end here pretty soon, and they'll be able to kind of catch their breath and reset going into the second half of action.
And Tyler Bajaya will come out and attempt the extra points. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up, it's good. Timeout on the field, 2:25 to play now in the second quarter. It's Ohio Dominican 28 and Finley 13 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Let's say you want to throw the perfect party for your twin daughters, but even if the clown you hired doesn't dazzle and the pony doesn't give rides, it can still be the perfect party because kids don't always see things the way you see them.
Best party ever, Mom!
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of siblings in foster care who'll take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Brent Ford back here in the St. Gabriel Studios. It's Grand Valley State 28-0 over Lake Erie with 7:38 in the second quarter, and Ohio State beat Tulsa 48-3. Let's go back to Todd and Matt.
All right, thank you very much, Brent. As the Panthers now are on top 28-13. And the Oilers again will just punch one up into the air. And this time it'll be fair caught again at the 25-yard line for Ohio Dominican. And so here comes the Panthers back out onto the field. And now they've got the lead of just 15 points. But they've got plenty of time here and still two timeouts. So let's see if they can't muster something and get some points here before the end of this first half. So first down and 10 for Ohio Dominican, coming right to left. They have it at their own 25-yard line. Grant Russell with an empty backfield. Russell will take the direct snap. He looks off to his right. Now he's going to run that direction. Still looking downfield. Zings one for Aaron Stevens, and he caught it and then out of bounds near the 32-yard line. So that'll be a gain of 7 on the play as Aaron Stevens will make the catch. That'll be his second of the ball game. Well, clock is still going to run with 2 minutes to go. Looked like he had gone out of bounds, but apparently not. Second down at about 4 yards to go now as Russell will take it. Quick look left, quick look right, goes that way, and it's knocked down looking for David Turner, and the pass is incomplete. And now the Panthers in a little bit of a precarious position here as Omar Ball was over there defensively and really kind of needing to pick up the first down here and not allow this Finley offense one more crack at it before halftime. 1:48 clock stop now here in the second quarter. Asaias Chapman will be in the backfield to the left of Grant Russell. Contini and Stanford are over here. David Turner to the right. Stevens H-back right. Third down and a long three. They hand it off to Chapman. Sweeps right. Got to the boundary and knocked out of bounds. And I don't know that he got it. Boy, it looked like initially he was going to get the first down, but I think he was tapped out of bounds short. And the Panthers will have fourth down and a yard. Boy, I thought for all the world Asaias was going to get that. But now fourth down and one, and the Panthers will have no choice here but to punt the football away. So the punting unit will come out for the first time. Justin Boncheck trotting onto the field. A week ago, 7 punts for Justin, an average of 34. Troy Robinson is back to receive this punt. No pressure. Boncheck will get it downfield. Not very far. It goes out of bounds near midfield. And all of a sudden, late here in this second quarter, Finley has picked up some momentum. Partner, you got me down there? I see you all the way down there in the end zone. Do you have me?
I got you.
All right, good deal. That's 2 weeks in a row.
We must be doing something right down here. But, yeah, just got down here for that last Asaias Chapman run. I had the same thought that you did, Todd. I thought we got across the yard marker there and got the first down, but the referees thought otherwise. And with 1:38 here left, the Panthers could be in some trouble here.
From the 48-yard line, Jervis will throw. Kostic to catch at the 40, hit at the 30, and down at the 27-yard line. Marquise Tyus makes the eventual tackle, but all of the sudden, this Finley offense that was stagnant through the end of the first quarter and early second has found its rhythm, and they've got the football now at the ODU 27-yard line, first down and 10. Three receivers to the left for Jervis. Kostic over here to the right. He'll take the snap. Panthers bring four. They get to him. He's hit as he throws, and it's incomplete at the 10-yard line, trying to find Jacob Alton. Boy, it's interesting how many passes are just nowhere near receivers. When they throw incompletions, I mean, it's balls that are 5-10 yards off target.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's miscommunication between Jervis and his receivers or what, but you're absolutely right. It's not like they're near misses. It's either all or nothing.
Second down as the Oilers take their time, looking to the near sideline. Chauncey Bridges, running back, will line up to the right of the quarterback, Jervis. Second down and 10 from the ODU 27, 1:13 left second quarter. Snap back. Jervis has got it. Quick throw to the left. That'll be caught by Dylan Blunk at the 23-yard line. Dimmerling will stand him up right there. Gain of about 4, maybe 5, depending on forward progress. And a big third down, Matt, for both teams coming up here as the clock is under a minute to play in the quarter.
And I'm kind of surprised Finley isn't taking a timeout here. The clock is still running, and they've got all 3 timeouts left. And they went right back to the line of scrimmage.
So third down, 2 receivers to either side here for Reese Jervis. Third down and 5. Panthers come across the line. They're offside. Flags are down. Throw over here near side. It's caught at the 15 by Moore. And he'll have the first down to the 11. They'll pick up 11 on the play. Anthony Small jumped offside. The Panthers kind of quit a little bit on the play. But that's not a dead ball foul. And so it'll be a first down from around the 11-yard line now for Finley with 33 seconds to play in the half. And I think one of these teams is called timeout. Penalty was declined, of course. And Finley has burned their first timeout with 33 seconds to go. Coming up at halftime, we'll be sending it back for the Buffalo Wild Wings halftime report. And Brent Ford will have scores from around the GLIAC. Couple of finals today. A great game played in the Upper Peninsula. Well, I guess two great games in the Upper Peninsula today. A multiple overtime game with Northern Michigan and Angelo State today. And Ferris State escaping for their lives against Michigan Tech today. Brent will have all the details on those games and the games in progress tonight in the GLIAC as we are deep into week two of GLIAC play. Also in our Panthers spotlight, we'll hear from Trey McIntyre and Justin Davis, a portion of our conversation with them from Thursday night's Inside Panthers Football. All of that coming up at halftime, 33 seconds away, and the Panthers trying to keep the Oilers out of the end zone. First down and 10, football at the 12-yard line. Jervis will take the snap, looks right, back left, steps up in the pocket, Panthers bring him down. Finley will burn their second timeout. Paul Wesselhoff will get credit for the sack. Senior out of Logan, that'll be his first of the season, and we'll give him 8.5 for his career. And Matt, a big play out of a big senior right there in Paul Wesselhoff.
It was, and you know, just thinking back to last week, there's a lot of similarities going on the way the first half ended up at Ferris State. You know, down 14-0, we wanted to hold them to a field goal and keep it respectable. We did. We were able to get the stop on defense and hold them to the field goal to go into the half down 17-0. Granted, we're up 28-13 right now, but we would like to get a stop and hold them to a field goal attempt instead of letting them get into the end zone. So I'm sure that the Panthers right now are drawing up some of the same plays that they did last week right before the half against Ferris State.
Defense coming back out onto the field here for Ohio Dominican. It has been an offensive half, kind of what we expected out of these two teams. Finley with a late charge here with the offense as Reese Jervis is all of a sudden now 18 out of 28 for 227 yards. 27 seconds to go, second down and 12, throw over the middle, and it's off the hands of Dylan Blunk, incomplete. Boy, a nice throw by Reese Jervis right in your living room down there, Matt, and it's going to bring up third and 12.
Yeah, happened right in front of me, actually, in this middle pylon on the left side of the field goal post, and just out of the hands of the receiver, tossed a little bit high, and I think that's because the Panthers had that well defended, and the Panthers survived to live another down here.
So a big third down coming up. They'll need to get to roughly the 3 for a first down. 22 seconds to go. Oilers still have a timeout left. Reese Jervis with the running back Bridges to his right. He'll go out of the pass pattern. Jervis pressured, going to try and run forward to the 10 and hit down at the 6. Short of the first down, Panthers did a great job to cover him up. Might have been Cameron Cole who made the stop. Oilers will let the clock tick down before they use their final timeout and then likely put the kicking unit out onto the field. Rob Keyes will get the timeout with 3 seconds to play in the first half. And, Matt, another one right there in front of you, an opportunity. I'm sure for a moment you saw Jervis running forward and Cameron Cole was able to close that down.
Yeah, I thought he had a clear path here to the end zone. And Cameron Cole, you know, over the years, we've just seen his closing speed and demonstrated it again right there, getting the huge stop. And, again, here right before the half, able to hold them to a field goal attempt just like last week as we lead 28-13 with just under 4 seconds left.
And total offense virtually the same. 274 for ODU, 263 for Finley, as Bajaya will come out for his third field goal try of the first half. He has already been successful twice. The last was of 43. The first was of 27. And this one is going to be about 24 yards. Ball right in between the two hash marks. What will likely be the final play of the half. Field goal try is up, and it is good. And time will expire here in the first half of play as Tyler Bajaya's third field goal will take us to the locker room with Ohio Dominican on top by a score of 28-16. So again, stay with us. Coming up at halftime, Brent Ford from the studios with scores and recaps of games from around the GLIAC and others today. We'll hear from Trey McIntyre and Justin Davis in our Panther spotlight, and we'll have all of the first half numbers for you coming up at halftime. Now down to the field as Matt has got Coach Kelly Cummings. Go ahead, Matt.
Coach, big stop there at the end of the half to hold them to a field goal. Very similar to last week, except now we're leading and on and doing a lot better on offense. What's been the difference on offense this week between this week and last week?
Well, we've saved our stupidity for the second quarter right there instead of running it in the first quarter. So, you know, that was just an abysmal second quarter by those guys. Bad play call and bad decision making. And I mean, just not what we need. And, you know, we put ourselves in, we put them on the board down there, and that's the bottom line. And so, you know, yeah, we score four touchdowns. Great. Hoorah. It's Finley. All right. But the thing that we've got to do is keep executing and not let off. I mean, Finley's a good football team. And so, you don't let those people back in the game by, you know, putting yourself in a bad situation.
Thanks, Coach. We'll see you in the second half.
All right, halftime score. It is Ohio Dominican 28, Finley 16. Our halftime is underway, and it starts with Brent Ford in our studios.